I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, November 8th. What to know today about a new potential candidate in the 2020 presidential race, why the current president was just fined $2 million, and the cold weather coming. Plus, why Jewel is saying no more to Mint, why text messages were weird this week, and how an actor is being brought back to life on the big screen. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Could there be a new option in the 2020 presidential race? Maybe. Billionaire and former New York mayor Michael Bloomberg might enter that race. Politico reports he's preparing to file paperwork to qualify for the Democratic primary in Alabama. Today is the deadline for him to do that. If it happens, it could be a first step toward a national campaign. Though as of early this morning, he hasn't made a final decision yet. So why enter? His longtime aide says he wants Democrats to beat Trump in 2020, yet he's not sure if any of the current candidates can pull it off. Bloomberg's views are most in line with candidates like Joe Biden. So if he does decide to enter, he'll be new competition in a race that still doesn't have one clear frontrunner. Stay tuned. And by the way, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced on Fox News he's now running to get back the Senate seat he held for two decades in Alabama, the seat he held before taking the Attorney General job under President Trump. Well, remember, Trump fired Sessions last year. Trump wasn't a big fan after Sessions recused himself from involvement in the Russia investigation. And that could be tricky for Sessions now, since Alabama is a pro-Trump state. Sessions is highlighting that he was one of the first to support Trump and says he still does. We'll see if voters want him back in the Senate. A New York judge is forcing President Trump to give $2 million to several charities as a fine for misusing his own charity. The AP reports the judge says Trump used his charity to pay off debts, boost his 2016 campaign, and buy paintings of himself. The fine was the result of the New York Attorney General's office suing, saying the Trump Foundation acted illegally and abused funds. The New York Attorney General called the judge's ruling a major victory and added, "No one is above the law, not even the president." Though Trump himself acknowledged some of the wrongdoing in a court filing, he did push back on Twitter yesterday. Trump said the lawsuit was a politically motivated attack. It seems trade tensions between the U.S. and China are cooling off a bit. Reuters reports the world's two largest economies have now agreed to roll back some tariffs in an initial trade deal, if it finalizes. And the news sent stocks to record highs. To be clear, this is only phase one, and there's still no set timeline for when this could be a done deal. Still, the White House press secretary told Fox News, quote, "We are very, very optimistic that we will reach a deal soon." Although another top official said it's still just negotiations, so some conflicting reports. Remember, the U.S. and China have been in a trade fight for more than a year now. And over that time, the U.S. has put tariffs or an extra tax on billions of dollars worth of Chinese goods coming into the U.S. And China retaliated, putting tariffs on U.S. goods. The Wall Street Journal says there's pressure on the Trump administration to figure this out, since tariffs have had a cost to some businesses and farmers and can impact economic growth. Still, even just word of a potential deal sent stocks higher. The Dow and S&P 500 closed at record highs yesterday. You may hear that for the first time in nearly 20 years, researchers have identified a new strain of HIV, the virus that can cause AIDS. But experts say there's no need to panic. NBC News reports the newly identified strain has actually been around for decades. It's just the technology that studies the virus that has changed and can now recognize it as an official subtype. Experts say current testing will still find it and current treatment will still treat it. So there's no reason for any extra concern. Large parts of the U.S. could see record low temperatures over the next few days. The Weather Channel says cold air will sweep across the Midwest and Northeast and could bring temps that are 20 to 30 degrees below average in some areas. The first wave of cold weather is moving in this weekend, and then next week it's supposed to get even colder. CBS News says more than 70% of Americans will face freezing temperatures in the next week. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank today's sponsor. Ancestry DNA can be a meaningful gift with the power to connect families over the holidays. It allows you to trace the paths of your recent ancestors and learn how and why your family moved from place to place around the world. Only Ancestry DNA uses the world's largest family history databases to give a deeper and more detailed DNA story. After I got my report and results, I had a conversation with my mom about it, and I think she really appreciated my interest and questions, and I liked hearing her take on what I had learned as well. That interaction about our family history is why this could make a great, unique gift for the holidays. And right now, you can save big on Ancestry DNA with special holiday pricing and spark those meaningful conversations around the holiday dinner table. So give the gift that can unwrap your history. Head to my URL at ancestry.com/newsworthy to get your Ancestry DNA kit on sale today. That's ancestry.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. The nation's largest maker of vaping products, Juul, is pulling its best-selling e-cigarette flavor off the market. Reuters reports the company will freeze sales of mint-flavored vaping products in the U.S. The decision comes after two new studies show mint is a favorite among teenagers, along with the fruit-flavored ones. And we already know health officials say teen vaping is an epidemic. New government data shows 1 in 4 high schoolers said they've vaped within the last month. Regulators have cracked down on Juul's marketing practices, and the Trump administration says it plans to ban all non-tobacco e-cigarette flavors. In fact, Juul already stopped sales of its fruit-flavored pods, so now Juul is taking mint off the market as well, meaning only tobacco and menthol are left. Did you get a random text message this week? Perhaps it was about Valentine's Day? If so, you're not alone. The Verge reports a bunch of people got text messages that appear to have originally been sent on or around Valentine's Day earlier this year. Yes, the messages were never received until months later. Some people say this made for an awkward or confusing situation. Well, this apparently impacted both iPhones and Android phones across all major carriers in the U.S., though most of the complaints involved T-Mobile or Sprint. The companies apologized. The Verge reports a third-party system used for messaging seems to be at fault, but the issue has reportedly been resolved. If you watch Netflix through an older Samsung TV or Roku streaming service, you may need to invest in some new equipment. TechCrunch reports Samsung smart TVs manufactured in 2010 and 2011 will lose support for the Netflix app starting next month. But there is a workaround. Samsung told affected customers to look for a game console, streaming media player, or other device that will help support the Netflix app. As for Roku, Yahoo reports if yours can't autoplay the next episode in a series, it'll likely lose support for Netflix on December 1st. The companies say it's due to technical limitations, but there aren't many other details. Talk about resurrecting your career. The late actor James Dean, who's been dead since 1955, will be starring in an upcoming movie about the Vietnam War. You heard right, The Hollywood Reporter says the film will use CGI and old photos and footage to digitally restore him for a new movie called Finding Jack. A different actor will be his voice. James Dean is most famous for the movie Rebel Without a Cause, which was released more than 6 decades ago. But many of his fans still today and some other actors don't love this new plan. Critics call it a publicity stunt and say it's using the dead for clout. But the production company says they have the support of Dean's family to do this, and they're going to keep his legacy intact. Finding Jack is set to be released in 1 year. Cookies delivered to space. Earlier this week, we told you about wine headed to the International Space Station for research. Well, cookies and a special oven have now made the trip too. Space.com says if the experiment works, astronauts will be baking cookies in space for the first time. The goal is to see how astronauts could cook baked goods on future missions and learn about the effects of zero gravity on foods like cookies. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you're new here, be sure to hit that subscribe or follow button on your podcast app. It's free, but helps ensure you get new episodes right to your phone. And as always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode in today's show notes. Just look in your podcast app or go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. We'll be back with much more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.